The meeting is called to order. Kathy, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Here.
Trustee Robert Boy?
Here.
Trustee John Butler?
Here.
Trustee Veronica Guerrero? Trustee Giuseppe LaGioia?
Here.
Trustee Tim Struthers?
Here.
Trustee Eric Wazowitz?
Here.
Board Chair Wheeler Coleman?
Would you please confirm that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum?
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum and appropriate notices have been provided.
Okay, great. We've got our agenda in front of us. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any comments? No comments? All approved, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None? Motion passed. I want to welcome, I don't think we have anybody from the University Advisory Committee, so I'm just going to skip that. Is that fair? Okay, so we're at a point of our agenda where we have public comments. We recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and the Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Brady, do we have we received any timely request to address this meeting?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay, if that's the case, then we're going to go right into agenda item number 6, the Presidential Report 119. Dr. Freeman.
All right, well, I almost forgot the special meeting, but hopefully everyone else's memory is better than mine, and I won't have to review these items extensively given that we saw them earlier today. Item 6A1 is appointment of the Vice President for Administration and Finance and Chief Financial Officer. The university's recommendation, based on the endorsement by the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee, is that Sarah McGill be appointed to the position of Vice President of Administration and Finance and CFO effective January 1st, 2018. And we're asking for Board of Trustees approval on that item.
You've heard the recommendation. Can I get a motion to approve? Second. Any comments? No comments. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion passes.
Item 6A2 is the United Faculty Alliance, our tenure line faculty collective bargaining units. And we've reached a memorandum of understanding. The terms were described previously today. The terms and conditions of this agreement are consistent with the university policies and guidelines. The university recommends approval of this memorandum of understanding by the Board of Trustees.
Can I get a motion for the recommendation? Second. Any discussion? I have to say, I'd like to pause and say this was a lot of hard work, heavy lifting. Congratulations to the administration for making this thing happen. So, good job. Bring it home, right? If there's no other comments, let's take a vote. All those in favor say aye. Anybody opposed? No? Motion passes.
Item 6A3 is the presidential goal metrics that were discussed in depth earlier today and referred to a number of times. The executive committee endorsed the presidential goal metrics and asked that I forward it to the Board of Trustees for approval at this meeting.
All right, so presidential goal metrics, the recommendation. Can I get a motion? And a second?
Second.
Any comments? No comments. I just want to say a great job also, and Dr. Freeman, thank you for working with the pair of trustees.
It's a pleasure.
Great teamwork, and so appreciate it. With that, let's take a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No opposition, so the motion passes.
Item 6A4. Also comes from the executive committee, who approved the proposed planning committee for the upcoming presidential search and forwarded the item to the board for full approval at this meeting.
Okay, can I get a motion for the presidential search planning committee?
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Any comments? By the way, if you didn't know, our intentions is to have Trustee Barsima to chair this 13-member committee. So we appreciate you for agreeing to take on that responsibility.
Thank you.
If there's no other comments, let's take a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? None. Motion passes.
And I believe this is the final action item for the special meeting, Agenda Item 6A5, the Naperville outlease with the American Institute for Research, a longtime tenant. The university requests Board of Trustees authorization, first, to extend the current lease terms until a new lease can be negotiated, and second, to enter into a new multi-year lease agreement with AIR, accommodating their revised requirements, lease terms to be negotiated, consistent with market conditions. And I lied, that was only the second to last item.
Great.
Question.
Can I get a motion for the Naperville outlease?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Open for discussion?
Yes, the question is this for the entire Naperville? Entire building?
No, it's not for the entire building. It's just a second deck, yeah, on one wing of it. So I think it came out to like 30,000 square feet if I had to.
I just saw that number.
Yeah. John, how much of the building is leased out to tenants? Do you have a feel for that?
I don't off the top of my head. I think they are the major tenant in Naperville itself, but I'm hesitant to give you too much of a guess at this point.
They are there now?
They're there now,
okay.
And they have been there for a long time.
Any other comments, questions? Can I get a vote on this? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes.
Okay, and now what is actually our final agenda item, 6A6, approval of a collective bargaining agreement with AFSCME Local 963, representing 23 employees in NIU's Health Services Department. The terms and conditions of this agreement are consistent with university policies and guidelines, and the university recommends approval of this memorandum that's been forwarded by the president on recommendation of the ASAP committee.
Okay, can I get a motion? Second?
Second.
Any discussion? You're more than welcome to talk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes.
That concludes the president's report.
Thank you, Dr. Freeman. Are there any other matters that should come before this committee? If not, hearing none, our next meeting, we're not sure when we're going to have our next meeting of the special. Probably December 7th. our next regular board meeting is scheduled for December the 7th of 2017. At this point in time, we're scheduled to go into closed session. And give me a second here. And my hope is that we can do closed session for about 45 minutes to an hour. I know we've got some people that need to get out of here, hard stop. The board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subject authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Matters as generally described under Section 2C, 5, and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under Section 2C, 2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Section 2C, 11, and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Matters pertaining to safety, security, procedures as generally described under Section 2C, 8 of the Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes matters as generally described under Section 2C, 21 of the Open Meetings Act. I need a motion to go to close the session and go to closed session. Got a motion? He has a second.
Second.
Kathy, would you please take a roll call vote to close the meeting?
Trustee Robert Bowie.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Guerrero. Trustee Giuseppe LaGioia.
Yes.
Trustee Tim Struthers.
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz.
Yes.
Vice Chair Dennis Barsima.
Yes.
Board Chair Wheeler Coleman.
Yes. The motion is approved. The public meeting is now closed.